Our story begins at the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, where Zoe is talking with Zach and Wanda.
Nurse Grimm, you're welcome to join us tonight for Zoe's birthday celebration if you're not working.
Dad?
Oh, I'd love to. All I've done for the past few weeks is work and sit by my niece's bedside.
Oh, I heard about your niece. I'm so sorry.
Not as sorry as her husband's going to be when I'm through with him.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What's the latest prognosis?
Well, the doctor isn't holding out much hope that Ellie will ever wake up or resume normal brain activity, but I just refuse to believe that.
I understand how you feel.
It will be good to think about something else for a couple of hours. How old are you anyway, Zoe? Or am I not supposed to ask?
Oh, it's all right. I'm 30 today.
Ah, a big milestone.
Yeah, although sometimes I feel much older. And to think, I had a twin that died when I was born. We could have been celebrating together if she had lived.
At their apartment, Rex and Perry are talking with Joe, who has just informed them of Trey's decision to remove the feeding tube from Ellie.
Damn it, Joe. We have to stop him.
Rex, I gave Trey a piece of my mind earlier, but he's really messed up right now. He's still using the heroin. I could tell by the way he was out of it at the hospital.
That guy shouldn't be allowed to visit Ellie. Forget about making decisions about her.
I need to call my lawyer and see what I can do about this. But first, I'm going to head over to the hospital. Perry, can you stay here and try to reach Dr. Stevens by phone? I'm not sure what the number is. Tell him that Ellie's family does not support Trey's decision to remove the feeding tube, and we will sue the hospital if they try to do it.
Sure, whatever you need.
Joe, sorry to run out, but I have to get over there.
No problem, man.
Perry, sorry about our double celebration tonight. We'll celebrate soon, I promise.
It's okay, Rex. Go! Get to the hospital.
I'll call you in a bit.
Hey, Joe. Thanks so much for coming over here to let us know.
Hey, it's the least I could do.
This has been so hard on Rex. And we finally received some good news today, too.
Oh, yeah. Rex mentioned a double celebration.
We think we're going to be accepted as foster parents after our home inspection today.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And what's the other good news?
Well, it's not really news. Today is my 30th birthday.
At Manhattan Monthly, Bobby has just arrived at Blake's office.
Wow, this is a nice place. I've never actually been to Raven's office before.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Bobby. I wanted to talk to you about Matt. Your comments really threw me for a loop at the wedding, and as much as I want Matt out of my life, you really got me curious.
I'm not even sure what more I can say, Blake. Sometimes I think Uncle Matt is kind of checking me out.
You mean in a sexual way?
Yes. As weird as that sounds, it's true. And then waking up with him in my bed the day of the wedding? That was just too much.
Have you talked to him about it?
I tried to, but I just couldn't. I feel like something is going on with him that just no one knows about.
Well, Matt told me at the bachelor party that Matt had plastic surgery before. That kind of surprised me as well. I mean, I know he's having skin grafts right now, and he's still dealing with having a scarred face. I guess we can't underestimate the impact of that on the things he's doing.
Maybe you're right. I don't really have any other place to stay right now, so I'm sort of stuck.
Well, Bobby, if you're that uncomfortable, you should talk to Mac and Raven and figure something out.
No. They'll tell my parents, and then they'll try and force me to go back to Aerie. I don't want to be there right now.
Well, what do you think I can do for you?
I'm not sure. Talk to him? Maybe help me figure this thing out?
Bobby, I promised myself I would never see Matt again.
I understand.
But since this seems to be so important to you, I'm willing to have a conversation with him to at least feel him out.
Oh, Blake, that would be great. Look, if I'm totally off base here, I would love to find that out.
Well, I'll do my best to get the answers you're looking for.
In the master bedroom at the Wells residence, Marshall and Connie are lying in bed.
Thanks for taking a break from the hospital. This really made my afternoon.
Mine too. I needed to think about something other than my sister's wedding and this baby.
CJ shouldn't be home for another hour or so. So we have a little time left.
Oh, really? I wonder what we can find to do to pass the time.
I think we'll think of something.
What are you doing, Dad?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.